Welcome to the Playmakers Talk Show, where business owners, professionals, and entrepreneurs gather to discover playmaking ideas from world-famous CEOs, entrepreneurs, and business celebrities. You'll hear inspiring stories, playmaking ideas, and that one big thing that launched them on toward success. Get ready for the Playmakers Talk Show. Our host is Steve Klein, a renowned business author, keynote speaker, and master at helping clients reach peak performance through success skills, leadership, sales, and behavior change. He's helped generate quantum leaps for hundreds of companies. Now it's time to meet this week's Playmakers. Here's your host, Steve Klein.
We have an exciting show today. Welcome to Playmakers Talk Show. I'm Steve Klein. In the studio is a chairwoman and CEO of a company that appeared on Undercover Boss, while other Playmaker is a former U.S. Army colonel. With us today is a leader of a 7-franchise organization that focuses on living rich, while our other guests involved with a program to help and honor the U.S. military. These great playmakers are Dina Dwyer Owens, chairwoman and CEO of the Dwyer Group, and J.P. Hogan, retired U.S. Army colonel and partner at iMatter. And let's begin today's show with J.P. Retired U.S. Army Colonel J.P. Hogan was commissioned as a second lieutenant of armor in February 1971 from the ROTC program at Eastern Michigan University. During the subsequent 29-plus years of active federal service, he led armor and cavalry units through brigade level. He's an Army aviator, rated in several U.S. Army rotary wing aircraft. Duty during his career included assignments in Europe, Asia, the Pacific, Central and South America, the Middle East, and Africa. Following his military service, J.P. spent more than 10 years working with automotive companies and the Department of Defense as a consultant and strategic planner. Now an entrepreneur, J.P. is a partner with iMatter, a Michigan and Texas-based vision and executive coaching company, and is co-founder of a leadership development program serving ROTC programs at TCU, Baylor, and the University of North Texas. He's also a partner with the America's Future Series, which is going to be the basis of our talk today, a program designed to bring prominent stakeholders together to address issues impacting America's future, honor companies and organizations for the support they deliver to the U.S. military and to our military veteran community, and to raise awareness and donations for worthy charitable causes. J.P., welcome to Playmakers Talk Show.
Thanks an awful lot, Steve. It's a great morning to be here. Thanks.
Well, we're going to talk about America's Future Series in just a few moments, but let's talk a little bit about your background. You were more or less a career military in the Army. Tell us about your career. Was it something that you planned to do forever or then and get out? Or what
Absolutely
happened?
Not, Steve. I was at Eastern Michigan University. It was the height of the Vietnam War days. I wanted to finish my degree, so I got involved with ROTC, assuming that I would then spend a few years after the fact serving in some capacity, and then I would come back to Michigan and do something else with my life. As it turns out, one day led to another, and 30 years later, I went back to Michigan for a couple of years. But what drove that activity? In those early days, Vietnam was winding down. The Army was moving from being a conscripted force to an all-volunteer force, and much of the things that were happening there just captured my imagination. I liked what the Army was trying to do to reinvent itself. I liked what the Army was affording me the opportunity to do in various places around the world. Spent a good chunk of that subsequent 30 years in Europe raising two kids, both of whom now live in the Dallas area, interestingly enough. But throughout those 30 years, the Army kept providing me opportunities to do things from a self-development point of view and to help others flourish, to help them grow, and to influence some activities in distant countries around the world. So it became something that was a passion of mine, and quite frankly, in my life after the military, that passion still remains, to wit my involvement in many veteran-focused endeavors here in the North Texas area.
So you said you were involved in ROTC at Eastern Michigan. Therefore, you were not drafted.
I was not drafted. Interestingly enough, humorously enough, those were the days of the lottery system. And 2 days after I signed a contract to enter into the senior phases of ROTC, the draft lottery was held. And 9 January came up as number 353. There would have been no chance that I would ever have been drafted.
Well, it's interesting. I was going to ask you about that because I registered to go to college, was accepted because of the 2S deferment at the time back in 1970, and I'm about the same age as you, and my draft number was 342. I finally found somebody that had a higher draft number than I had, and as my father said, that there was no way that I was going to be drafted unless the Vietnamese were crossing the street, State Street in Chicago, so I knew I wasn't going. But you got into ROTC. You stayed in the Army for about 29 years
and some change.
So it sounds like the Army taught you some skills in terms of leadership development along the way as you participated or visited a number of countries.
Absolutely. The Army, obviously, like all the military services, prides itself in developing leaders. It's an organization that's values-based. The Army and all its services have a very values, culture-driven activity where behaviors represent those cultures, those core values that people have. I became enamored and passionate about that culture, about those values, and about helping people deliver or develop their own leadership skills. Today, back in the ROTC departments of TCU, Baylor University, the University of North Texas, and a few smaller institutions here in North Texas with the Association of the U.S. Army, I go back in and talk to the cadets there in an effort to build the Army's next generation of leaders, talking about the human interactions that leaders have got to face. The Army will take care of tactical development of those young men and women. They'll give them the skill sets to be soldiers. I and several of my peers from my experiences in the Army join with that effort to help these young men and women understand the human dynamic piece of it, to talk real leadership, to look at what it's like to look into the eyes of people and ask them to do things that may not be popular at the moment, but also to help them understand how it is that you can organize an operation around core values, get behaviors in front of orders, if you will, and help people move in a common direction. It's a lot of joy I feel with it. My partners feel the same, and it's great to look into the eyes of the young men and women who now 40 years ago were me. And to recognize that 1% of young men and women who wear our uniforms now and are driven to serve share some of the same things that I've developed over my time in the Army, and it's great to talk to them about that.
Which is an excellent segue for why you are here, because coming up next week is the America's Future Series Luncheon with T. Boone Pickens. And how did you get involved with America's Future Series?
It's a byproduct of several of the things I do in support of veteran community here in North Texas. I ran into David Hamilton and another retired colonel by the name of Rich Connes, and the three of us joined forces to create the America's Future Series, creating a venue where we can talk about substantive issues with people who can make a difference, playmakers, if you will, in specific areas, to bring those people together, to have that substantive conversation, to bring people into an environment where they not only learn, participate, and think and dialogue about important things to America's future, but we also use that opportunity to honor companies and individuals who do great things for our veteran community here in North Texas, and in the case of companies, what they're doing to support veterans as we draw out of the current era of persistent conflict. We downsize our military. More and more veterans are stepping out of the uniform back into communities, and I work with the Joint Chairman's office, General Dempsey, around his Warrior and Family Support Program, which is all about honoring veterans and caring for veterans and providing for veterans, not so much in the context of what they have done to date for our nation, carrying the load, if you will, but to recognize that we are a country with an all-volunteer force. We did conscription in this nation's history for 33 or 37 years. That's debatable, but frankly, it didn't work out real well. We are a nation of volunteers. Our service members have been volunteers, and if we are intending to preserve that culture or that mechanism going forward, it would be great that 10 and 20 years from now, counselors of young men and women can point back to the mid 2010-2015 time frame, where we took tremendous care of our veterans as a signal that this nation cares, this nation is investing in its future. So we want to make that conversation. So the America's Future series drives that conversation. We find partners with organizations here in North Texas who are supporting veterans. We bring awareness there, and through the American Future series, we hope to raise money that we can then put back into those programs. So at the end of the day, the America's Future series provides me one more venue, one more stage that I can passionately engage and support our veterans, honoring them for what they've done, yes, but even more importantly, from a national strategy point of view and an America's Futures point of view, invest in the young men and women who will be soldiers, sailors, airmen, and Marines 10 years from now.
We're going to talk about that passion when we come back, and we'll be talking more about the America's Future series, which is going to have a luncheon this Thursday, November 13th. So stay with us. We're going to talk more about that, how you can participate. We are speaking with J.P. Hogan. J.P. is a retired U.S. Army colonel and helped start America's Future series. My name is Steve Klein. This is Playmakers Talk Show, and we'll be back right after this.
Imagine being 6 years old and confined to a wheelchair. Imagine being 50 years old with a medical condition that can't be fixed with medication. Now, imagine the same individuals enjoying a special place to ride a horse, go for a swim, or fly down a zip line. No barriers. No one stares at your disability. The no's turn into yeses. Since 1947, Camp Summit has offered a unique program which offers campers a wide variety of traditional camp activities at a facility that allows even a person in a wheelchair to ride a horse or go down a zip line. Your financial gifts help bring the camp experience to those special individuals. Help turn the no's into yeses by donating whatever you can to Camp Summit through a link on the Camp Summit website. Visit campsummittx.org. That's campsummittx.org for more information. Or call 972-484-8900. That's 972-484-8900.
Learn how you can acquire houses for free and make money flipping them.
Hi, my name is Phil Grove. There is an endless supply of free houses right here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area.
That's right, free houses. And you can earn $10,000 to $50,000 each deal.
I participated in over 1,000 house deals, and I've trained over 12,000 people how to make money in real estate.
Phil Grove's free house system is turning the Dallas-Fort Worth real estate market into a virtual money machine, and you can have it for free by attending his free workshop.
Attend my free workshop, and I will give you my free house system absolutely free. No experience is required. I will teach you everything. I will even partner with you on these deals, and we'll split the profits 50-50.
Learn how you can earn $10,000 to $50,000 flipping houses with Phil Grove's free house system. Yours free by attending his free workshop. To register, call or go to the website 1-800-526-8249.com. Seating is limited. Call or go to 1-800-526-8249.com. That's 1-800-526-8249.com.
I'm Jill Kumnock, CEO of the Ronald McDonald House of Dallas, which is the house that love built. Your support helps provide a home away from home for the families of seriously ill or injured children who come to Dallas area hospitals for medical treatment. Your gift, regardless of the amount, supports RMHD families so that they can focus on what really matters, their child's healing. That's why at Ronald McDonald House, we say there is strength in numbers, and it starts with you. For more information, visit rmhdallas.org.
I'm Lars David Staber, general manager for Lowry's The Prime Rib. Our Allen's Sandwich Bar has become the go-to spot for quiet working lunches. There we offer hand-carved sandwiches and more in a relaxed, club-like atmosphere. And for meetings, Lowry's private rooms are available for both lunch and dinner. So join us for the award-winning food, distinctive style, and unmatched hospitality that has made Lowry's famous. For more information, call Lowry's at 972-503-6688.
We're back with the Playmakers Talk Show for business owners and self-employed professionals. Once again, here's Steve Klein.
And welcome back to Playmakers Talk Show. This segment, we are speaking with J.P. Morgan. J.P. is a retired U.S. Army colonel, and he's a partner at iMatter. He's also involved with the America's Future series, and that's what we've began to talk about just before the break. The America's Future series is having an awards luncheon this Wednesday, November 13th, hosted by T. Boone Pickens, and it's benefiting the T. Boone Pickens Military Mentors Program and the North Texas chapter of the Association of the United States Army. JP, how is this all coming together? How are you laying this out? What's the format? What will people have a chance to see when they go?
First and foremost, Steve, the America's Future series brings together major playmakers. So T. Boone Pickens, David Seaton from Fluor Corporation, Joe DePinto from 7-Eleven, and Major General retired Joe Robles from USAA down in San Antonio will come up and talk with Tracy Mercy of the Dallas Business Journal about U.S. global competitiveness through the eyes of these substantive leaders. One of the things that we at the America's Future Series focus on is the economy and what can we be doing in the economy from a perspective of where America's going, what our future looks like. And at the same time, Fluor, 7-Eleven, and USAA are huge supporters of the U.S. military and veteran communities. All of them have very active programs to help the transitioning warrior out of uniform into communities, back into substantive jobs, meaningful work, opportunities for excellent education. And some of them are doing some great work with respect to well-being, if you will. Housing, helping them get into healthcare environments, just doing good things for veterans, all part of that dialogue I had earlier about investing in tomorrow's America by taking care of our veterans today and paving the road for an all-volunteer force in the future. So we're going to honor those companies, call attention to the things that they are doing that are so beneficial to America. At the same time, talk about U.S. global competitiveness. At the back end of the event on Thursday, we're going to have Admiral Patrick Walsh, a Dallas native, recently a retired four-star admiral, used to be the commander of the Pacific Fleet. He will give the what we call the Magellan Military Award of the Year to Clint Bruce, who is a Navy SEAL, lives here in North Texas, and is also the founder of Carry the Load, an organization that helps veterans as they integrate back into society, back into the local communities, many of whom are physically or emotionally hurt. So we're going to give Clint that award, recognizing his service both as a Navy SEAL in a previous life and now as the founder and CEO of Carry the Load. The Magellan Award is named for Lieutenant Colonel James Maggie Magellan, a Carrollton native, right? Wisconsin native living in Carrollton, but this gentleman is the most decorated commissioned officer from the 82nd Airborne Division during World War II. Magnificent human being. So we named an award after him, and Admiral Walsh will present that to Clint on Wednesday afternoon.
And as I'm looking at the site here, which I'll mention in a moment, other speakers include George P. Bush and also Nancy Lieberman.
Yes, Nancy. Nancy's got something that she wants to get to give to Clint, and I'll leave it at that.
Okay, that'll be so a surprise for those that attend. And that's going to be this Wednesday, and it'll be at the Doubletree Campbell Center. It begins at 10:30, and it says networking. And I went to the last event. I want to ask you about future events in a moment, but I went to the last event, and networking was a big part of that. I met a lot of people I wouldn't have met otherwise. Let me give this, I'm going to ask you about that. Let me give the address. It's americas-fs.org, or you can go to the Irving Chamber of Commerce to register. But tell us about some of the future events that you have planned coming up.
We try to do one of these America's Future events every 8 to 10 weeks, focusing on six varied areas: the economy, employment, education, the environment, healthcare, and national security. We've got a couple of them in advanced planning stages in March. We want to do one at a venue yet to be determined. But this is going to focus on women leadership, especially military families and women coming out of the uniform and coming back into communities and things that they can do or ways that we can help facilitate that transition for that demographic. On April 26th, I am highly confident at this point that I will have Chairman Dempsey from the Joint Chiefs of Staff down here in Dallas to talk about the Warrior and Family Support effort, the initiative that's all about providing warriors that quality education, meaningful employment, and access to affordable, efficient, effective health care. And interestingly enough, the evening of 26th April is also the Greater Dallas Military Foundation's annual gala, often referred to as the Military Ball here in Dallas. But this will be the 50th year where we celebrate our services. And in this case, we want to also celebrate the support for our veterans and all the things that we are doing here in this part of the country for this valuable national resource, the veteran.
Wonderful way to honor them. As you mentioned before, the America's Future series focuses on critical issues affecting the U.S. Global competitiveness. But one of the areas that I saw on the website was the fact that you've raised over $2 million for causes worldwide.
Yeah, and one of the things that we focus on, since it's America's Future that we're talking about, we're looking to partner with entities here in North Texas, principally, who are doing substantive things in support of charitable causes. Many of them are military, but it's not an exclusive environment. We are interested in advancing the causes of a lot of different organizations. And we use the America's Future series in another way, too, Steve. It's about talking with key stakeholders who are doing substantive things in one of those six areas, who are passionate about that, who also happen to be passionate about some charitable event. We want to bring those people together to create an event, and while that event is creating, it affords opportunities for these key stakeholders and their networks to communicate with one another, not necessarily about business to begin with, but about these passionate things that they're after. And oh, by the way, many times we find that our networking efforts here result in business-to-business activity because people come together and create relationships not about the sell, but about doing something substantive for our veterans or in the realm of one of these six initiatives that we talk about with the America's Future series. So there is a byproduct here. Participate here, and from a networking point of view, we'll help you talk to people who may, in fact, be business partners at a later date in time.
As everybody is well aware, some of the best employees come straight from the United States military, from all the branches. I prefer sales a lot because that's what I'm in, and I've found some of the best salespeople come out of the military. And this is a great way to rub elbows and meet people. Let me give you the information one more time. It's americas-fs.org. It's November 13th. That's Wednesday. That's at the Doubletree Hotel at Campbell Center on Central Expressway. This is hosted by T. Boone Pickens and benefiting the Military Mentors Program and the North Texas Chapter of the Association of the United States Army. It'll begin at 10:30, as I mentioned, for registration networking. Lunch will be served about 11:15, and at 12 o'clock is the award presentation and roundtable. And going to the last session that was held from the America's Future series, there's a tremendous amount of content involved and a lot of people that you'll meet. So you will be there, and it'll be an event to remember.
We're looking forward to it, and we expect to have a great time.
What would you expect people to learn while they're there, if anything specific, just to kind of round out this conversation?
I'm personally looking forward to hearing what these four luminaries, successful businessmen, have got to say about global competitiveness and how that impacts their companies. All of them are far-reaching. Some are closer to the military than others, but all three of them are decisively engaged in that effort, and all of them have global experience. All of them can bring some interesting things to the table that I'm personally looking forward to. And if you come, you'll hear about a really, really great organization helping veterans, Clint Bruce, and some of the things he's done in his life to date and what he's doing now in support of veterans. So I think it's a well-rounded activity. We can talk about our economy. We can talk about our veterans, and there's some linkage there. So,
JP, thank you very much for being on Playmakers Talk Show.
Thank you very much, Steve.
J.P. Hogan, retired U.S. Army colonel. He's a partner at iMatter. He also was involved with starting the America's Future series. And if you'd like to attend Wednesday at the Doubletree Campbell Center, it's americas-fs.org. You can go there to register, or the Irving Chamber of Commerce, either one, and you can register there. My name is Steve Klein. Don't go away, because we're going to talk a little bit more about veterans, franchises, and a woman by the name of Adina Dwyer Owens, who was on Undercover Boss. We'll find out more about that after our break. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Their names are Adrian and Anna, Cameron and Colin, Jacob and Logan, Margaret and Olivia, ages 4 to 12. They are part of a very small, exclusive club that neither they nor their families want to belong. They have all been diagnosed with some form of pediatric cancer. In fact, every year, right here in Dallas-Fort Worth, hundreds of families hear the dreaded words, "Your child has cancer," which is why Wipe Out Kids Cancer was formed over 30 years ago. Our mission is simple: to work relentlessly for the day when all children are living cancer-free. you can help by visiting WOKC.org. We are a local organization helping families cope and supporting researchers to find cures. Learn more at WOKC.org. Help us help them.
Morning and afternoon news programs are designed to give you the big picture, news, headlines, traffic, weather, sports, business, all the basics. But news on KLIF has a lot more to offer. Every morning and afternoon, our news team works to bring you the types of stories you're interested in. Not run-of-the-mill cop shop stuff, but stuff that matters. What's healthcare gonna cost? News that's useful, not just the same old stuff. News and information 570, KLIF.
More U.S. sanctions against Iran? Negotiations over Iran's disputed nuclear program broke off in Geneva, but will resume later this month. Secretary of State John Kerry had asked Congress to hold off on sanctions until negotiations ended. Senate Foreign Relations Committee Chair Robert Menendez said he'd wait until this week and now feels free to press ahead.
I think that the possibility of moving ahead with new sanctions, including wording it in such a way that if there is a deal that is acceptable, that those sanctions could cease upon such a deal, is possible. It's an insurance.
Menendez on ABC's This Week broadcast. The manufacturer is recalling OxyElite Pro, thought to have impurities. The dietary supplement is linked to liver damage. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration says one person died and others need liver transplants. Officials in the Philippines say Typhoon Haiyan may have killed as many as 10,000 people in one city alone. 4 million people have been impacted by the storm. Richard Cantu, ABC News.
Today, this very moment could be the start of something big for you. Why? Because at Cumulus Radio, we need one great person to join our sales team, and you could be the one. We sell marketing solutions like radio commercials, online services, and promotions. So, are you a creative problem solver? Experienced in outside sales? If you answered yes, then call me, Jerry Furch, at 972-708-4252. That's 972-708-4252. Cumulus is an equal opportunity employer.
Calling all women entrepreneurs, especially if you're a military veteran, spouse, or daughter of a veteran. The Women Veteran Entrepreneur Corps Conference and Pitch Competition is coming to Plano, sponsored by Count Me In for Women's Economic Independence and Capital One Bank. The Women Veteran Entrepreneur Corps offers an amazing network of support to all women business owners. They offer free resources that will help you get started on a solid path toward real business growth. Count Me In for Women's Economic Independence is the leading national not-for-profit provider of resources, business education, and community support for women entrepreneurs. Hear inspirational speakers, learn from million-dollar entrepreneurs, and expand your business network in a community of women just like you. Give a two-minute business pitch, and you can win fabulous prizes. It all happens on Tuesday, November 19th at the Capital One Conference Center on Preston Road in Plano, 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. That's Tuesday, November 19th, 9 to 2. To register and for more details, go to countmein.org. That's countmein.org.
Where you get your news each morning matters. There are lots of choices. You can have the news spoon-fed to you, or you can get it with a dose of real people. Every weekday morning, Dave Williams and Amy Shadroff, along with the KLIF News and Information in the Morning team, bring you the stories you've said you're interested in. Not just more drive-by shootings and car chases, but news that matters. News that will affect your wallet and your life. Dave and Amy, every weekday, 6 till 9, on News and Information 570 KLIF.
We're back with the Playmakers Talk Show for business owners and self-employed professionals. Once again, here's Steve Klein.
And welcome back to Playmakers Talk Show. You're in for a treat with our next guest. Our next guest is a playmaker, Dina Dwyer Owens. She's a chairwoman and chief executive officer of the Dwyer Group. America also knows her for participating in CBS's reality show Undercover Boss and the first ever special episode, Undercover Boss Epic Bosses. She's a winner of the 2012 Ernst & Young Entrepreneur of the Year Award for the Southwest Area North, and she leads by example and credits a growing team for the franchise family she presides over today. The Dwyer Group now includes 7 franchise brands and more than 1,600 locations around the world through direct franchising. They're operating as AirServe, Glass Doctor, Mr. Appliance, Mr. Electric, Mr. Rooter, Rainbow International, and the Grounds Guys. Collectively, these service brands make more than 2 million customer calls a year, and they account for more than $800 million in system-wide sales. Now, in 2010, Dina served as the chair of the International Franchise Association. She also spearheaded the reintroduction of the IFA's VetFran program in 2001, which now includes some 480 franchisors that offer franchising financial incentives to veterans of the U.S. Armed Forces. To date, more than 4,200 military veterans now own a franchise through the VetFran program, and the Dwyer Group has awarded more than $1.3 million in financial discounts to VetFran franchises across its own service brands. Headquartered in Waco, Texas, the Dwyer Group has been named the best companies to work for in Texas list for five consecutive years, and that says something right there. Dina, welcome to Playmakers Talk Show.
Thank you, Steve. I'm so blessed to be here.
We're glad to have you, too. Need to ask you, because some of the folks, if you just listen to her voice, will know, how does a former cheerleader handle being the cheerleader of the most successful one of the most successful franchising companies in the world?
That's a great question, Steve. And I think back to being a cheerleader, and there's a lot you learn. So today, maybe I'm the chief enthusiasm officer at the Dwyer Group. But in cheerleading, you learn about sales, you learn about inspiring others, and you have to get in front of a lot of groups. So not a lot different than running the Dwyer Group.
Matter of fact, in reading your book, we'll talk about that, which is Living Rich. You talk about the fact that there were a number of people that weren't really happy about you taking over as CEO after your dad passed. We'll talk about that in a few moments. And they have turned around and said, yes, she's probably the best thing the Dwyer Group ever could have had. So obviously your cheerleading skills have helped a little bit. Now, I mentioned Living Rich. We want to talk about that. It's an excellent book that you wrote. It's in its second edition right now, I believe. Is that correct?
Yes.
Second edition. And it's really about it's the values of the Dwyer Group. It's the values of the way people should live. And it really is all about customer service and how you take care of your customers. And it's interesting that all of your brands now go through this. Tell us a little bit about Living Rich.
Yeah, Living Rich is really all about treating people with respect and dignity, and actually stands for respect. I is for integrity, C is for customer focus, and H is for having fun in the process. So at the Dwyer Group, we say that we live rich, but it's really not about the money. It's about treating people with respect and dignity, and we believe if you do that well, profits are the applause you get.
Now, your dad, Don Dwyer Sr., started the company back in 1981, is that correct?
That's correct.
And these were the values that he put forth back then. This wasn't something that's recent. It's been around for a while. But there's a story that goes into how it became R-I-C-H, and it was in front of you all the time, and it took a passenger on an airplane to help you with that.
Tell us
the story.
Just to step back just a moment, he was also in the Army. And in the Army, of course, he learned values, and he always studied great leaders. So when he began the Dwyer Group in 81, he began with his set of values, which he coined his code of values. They were really more emotionally based belief systems, like loyalty adds meaning to our lives. We must re-earn our position every day in every way, which is the one I always hear his voice when I go to my office each morning and I see his face up on the wall. The thing I always hear is, Dina, what are you going to do today to make a difference in the lives of the franchisees, the employees, and the associates? So when he passed away suddenly in 1994 of a heart attack at the age of 60, our biggest fear as a management team is, how do we keep these values alive? And we actually brought a consultant in and we said, help us think through this, because we know it's the foundation for success. But without Don Dwyer here to hold us accountable to those values, how do we hold ourselves accountable? We took his original values and operationalized them, which is where we've come up with Live Rich. But initially, you're right, they weren't spelled out in the order of R-I-C-H. Sitting on the plane next to a young man who was interested in franchising, we got to talking about the company and what I believe is the foundation for our success, which is the values. Gave him my business card, which was a trifold card, and inside was all the values. And he started reading them, and he said, what's interesting is if you just reversed a few of these, you would spell rich, and it sounds to me like your company lives rich. And aha, you know, there you are again. In 15 seconds, the guy figured it out, and I had it in front of me the whole time.
Sometimes we can't see what's in front of us, but it's interesting that your dad started the company in 1981, but he started out really as an entrepreneur. I mean, this all kind of led in the right direction in New York. And he wanted to buy a newspaper route, and he sold his cherished convertible to start doing that. And now, was that before or after he was enlisted in the Army?
That was after he was in the Army.
So apparently those values came to play, and that helped him start his college education.
That's correct.
What brought him to Waco, which is where the headquarters
are? He actually got involved in the music industry while living in New York, had a nightclub on Huntington, Long Island, and Smothers Brothers and Neil Diamond played at his nightclub. And he actually managed the band Steam that came up with the hit record, Na 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 Na, Hey Hey Hey. So he got a gold record for that. That took him to outside of Hollywood. Six kids in our family, though he quickly realized raising a family outside of Hollywood probably wasn't the best thing in the late 60s, early 70s. So he got involved with a company called SMI, Success Motivation Institute, based in Waco, Texas, became the top distributor. Steve, I think you've got a background there as well.
Very familiar
number
with
one
SMI,
for
that's
about
right.
Yeah, number one for about 7 years, if I remember correctly. So he was invited to come to Waco to be the vice president of LMI, Leadership Management Institute, and that's how we landed in Waco, Texas.
And the history goes on from there. Well, the Living Rich book has a lot of stories in it, which is really interesting. It's all your values, and then you back up each value with a story. And the one that really sticks out for me was the two boots and the two booties and a doormat, which I thought was interesting. Tell us about that.
Part of Living Rich at the Dwyer Group is making sure that we fix the customer. The customer expects us to come into their home and fix a broken toilet, for example, or, you know, get their ceiling fan working again with our Mr. Electric brand. But they don't expect to have a wonderful experience with the service provider. So part of booties and a doormat is that before we enter the home, we put a mat down to make sure that the customer understands we respect your home. And then we put on shoe covers. We call them booties, but they're shoe covers. So when we walk into your home, we're clean. And we want to leave your home cleaner than it was when we found it.
It's interesting that many service providers that come into homes don't even think about that. And just the fact that you're doing that puts a little thought in the back of the head of these customers. And this runs through all your franchises, is that correct?
That's correct. And so, again, we're about fixing the customer. And we track our customer satisfaction rates with something called Net Promoter Score. You might be familiar with that. For example, in Nordstrom's, we all know Nordstrom's is, you know, tops in customer service. And they rate about an 80 on the Net Promoter Scale. Our franchisees on average rate about a 74. That's pretty awesome.
That's
for
fantastic.
A service business. So
absolutely.
Our franchisees are doing a great job.
Well, not knowing specifics about your different franchises, it's not rocket science to do what they're doing. And many go out there. Matter of fact, I've had a lot come to my home, and it's interesting that it's almost as if they don't care, that I'm doing them a favor, that they're in my home. And you've simply taken those values and the customer service and put that together in a plan for your franchisees with all the different franchises you have to help them really focus on the customer. And there's a number of stories in your book that talks about one in specific, and I can't remember the name of it, where the customer kept coming back and doing business as a result of that. And that says a lot for your franchises. And obviously, because of being the cheerleader for the company, you've made that the basis of the company. So are there any other stories that go along with that that would be interesting for the listeners?
We have a ton of stories. I think the most important story for the listeners to understand is that when we operationalized the values at the Dwyer Group, the one thing we knew is that we had to come up with a system for keeping them front and center, really. So many organizations have written a code of values or a code of ethics. The sad thing is once they're up on the wall or on a piece of paper, they do nothing with them, Steve. You know that, being in the world of consulting that you're in. The thing that we did as a franchisor is we created a system. Anytime we have a meeting of three or more of our team members, whether it's at the Dwyer Group headquarters in Waco, Texas, or at a franchisee's location out in the field, they are to review the code of values. So it brings them top of the mind all the time. And that's something we do. Sometimes six times in a day, I'll go over the values, but we're creative with that too. It might be that we tell a code of values story instead of just reciting the values. You know, it might be that we focus on one that we recently did a survey on and found that we were not as good at as we should be, because we also measure our performance. So that's a story that really hits home. But, you know, even today I got an email from somebody telling a code of values story. So it's just a way of life for us.
It's interesting reading your book. You have affected a lot of people because of these code of values, not only your franchisees, but their customers and other people too. Because there's one in specific, I remember the story about swearing and how that came to play. But I'm going to ask you more about that when we come back. This is Playmakers Talk Show. I'm Steve Klein. We're speaking with Dina Dwyer Owen. She is a chairwoman and the chief executive officer of the Dwyer Group. Don't go away. Not only are we going to talk more about their code of values, which is Living Rich, but we're going to talk about her participation on CBS's Undercover Boss and find out more about that. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Imagine being 6 years old and confined to a wheelchair. Imagine being 50 years old with a medical condition that can't be fixed with medication. Now, imagine the same individuals enjoying a special place to ride a horse, go for a swim, or fly down a zip line. No barriers. No one stares at your disability. The no's turn into yeses. Since 1947, Camp Summit has offered a unique program which offers campers a wide variety of traditional camp activities at a facility that allows even a person in a wheelchair to ride a horse or go down a zip line. Your financial gifts help bring the camp experience to those special individuals. Help turn the no's into yeses by donating whatever you can to Camp Summit through a link on the Camp Summit website. Visit campsummittx.org. That's campsummittx.org for more information. Or call 972-484-8900. That's 972-484-8900.
Learn how you can acquire houses for free. Flip them.
Hi, my name is Phil Grove. There's an endless supply of free houses right here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area.
Learn how you can acquire free houses, flip them, and earn $10,000 to $50,000 each time you do it.
I've participated in over 1,000 house deals, and I've trained over 12,000 people how to make money in real estate.
Phil Grove's free house system is turning the Dallas-Fort Worth real estate market into a virtual money machine, and you can have it for free by attending his free workshop.
Attend my free workshop, and I will give you my free house system absolutely free, and the opportunity to personally partner with me or my local partners where we will share the profits with you.
Learn how you can earn $10,000 to $50,000 flipping houses with Phil Grove's free house system. Yours free by attending his free workshop. To register, call or go to the website 1-800-296-0862.com. Seating is limited. Call or go to 1-800-296-0862.com. That's 1-800-296-0862.com.
I'm Jill Kumnock, CEO of the Ronald McDonald House of Dallas, which is the house that love built. Your support helps provide a home away from home for the families of seriously ill or injured children who come to Dallas area hospitals for medical treatment. Your gift, regardless of the amount, supports RMHD families so that they can focus on what really matters, their child's healing. That's why at Ronald McDonald House we say there is strength in numbers and it starts with you. For more information, visit rmhdallas.org.
I'm Lars David Staberg, General Manager for Lowry's The Prime Rib. Our Allen's Sandwich Bar has become the go-to spot for quiet working lunches. There we offer hand-carved sandwiches and more in a relaxed, club-like atmosphere. And for meetings, Lowry's private rooms are available for both lunch and dinner. So join us for the award-winning food, distinctive style, and unmatched hospitality that has made Lowry's famous. For more information, call Lowry's at 972-503-6688.
News and information every morning, every afternoon.
KLIF News and Information, 570 AM, 96.3 FM, HD2.
We're back with the Playmakers Talk Show for business owners and self-employed professionals. Once again, here's Steve Klein.
And welcome back to Playmakers Talk Show. We are speaking with Dina Dwyer Owen. She is a chairwoman and chief executive officer of the Dwyer Group. And you can find out more about the different franchises the Dwyer Group has, including Rainbow International and Mr. Reuter on Dwyer, D-W-Y-E-R, group.com, dwyergroup.com. And when you go to that website, you will see a wonderful picture of Dina on the front, which is the beginning of the promo for Undercover Boss. So you had a mission for going undercover. What was that mission?
Yeah, I'd always dreamt, Steve, of going out into the field and going out on the truck, as we call it, with the frontline team members to find out what's really happening out there with the customers. Are we really living our values? And became CEO, and life got very busy, and I never really made it out into the field other than just riding on the truck with some local Waco franchisees. So the mission was to find out, are the code of values truly penetrating the front lines? And CBS and Studio Lambert did a fantastic job of selecting. They did over 200 interviews of potential frontline team members, selecting four that I'd meet with, and I had no idea who I'd be meeting with.
So they interviewed different franchisees, and they were going to be on the show, but you didn't know exactly who those franchisees were going to be.
I had no idea. I had made a commitment, and I live up to my values, made a commitment I would not pry with our marketing team to find out who it was we'd be meeting
with.
That
must have been difficult.
Very challenging, but I abided by it, and one day to the next, until we got on the plane, I really didn't know where we would be or who I'd be meeting with.
So when you got on the plane, did you have any idea where you're going?
They would tell me when we got to the airport, we're going to Atlanta tomorrow or tonight, and we're going to be meeting with Wayne, who's a plumber.
So it's pretty secretive in terms of where you're going to go and what you're going to do.
Absolutely.
So it was really spontaneous in terms of what you did. So what did you find out? What key elements came out of Undercover Boss for you?
Well, some of the greatest things, of course, were that when I got into the vans with some of these frontline professionals is they pulled out the Code of Values card and said, one of the first things I have to teach you, because they were training me to be an electrician or a plumber, is that you must learn our Code of Values. This is how we treat our customers and how we treat each other. So that was my big woohoo. You know, I was so excited, but I had to really contain my excitement because they thought I was Faith Brown, a secretary, looking to learn how to do their job and quit my day job, basically.
Now, if you go, I'm going to interrupt you for a second. If you go to the DwyerGroup.com and see the picture of Dina, you'll also see what she looks like undercover with the long black hair and the baseball cap. So she looked nothing like herself.
Yeah. So they did a great job of disguising me. And these team members I had never met. Three of the four I had never met. One of them ended up being a franchisee, which was quite a surprise to me because I thought for sure my cover would be blown. But the bottom line is, during the episode, he revealed that he wasn't following all of our systems. And I knew for sure he didn't know who I was because he would have probably never admitted that, knowing that it would be on, could be on national television. But that's one of the greatest blessings that happened for our company because although he was following 12 of the 14 steps, he wasn't following all 14 steps. His business has grown 69% since he's now followed 14 of the 14 steps. So it just goes to show all of our franchisees that if you follow those systems, you'll find success.
Well, we were talking before the show started about the what Undercover Boss has done over time. Not only have you developed some franchisees as a result of it, but it's spread out. And customers that do business with your franchises now, if nothing else, expect more. And they're seeing exactly what the Code of Values is. So have you seen changes? Have you gotten any reports from customers or franchisees about what's happened because of the show?
Both. It's just amazing. The viewers are incredible, and they've done a great job of reaching out to me in all kinds of ways. It's so easy today, whether it's, you know, just emailing me directly or tweeting or Facebook mentions. So daily I get feedback from viewers because it's being aired all over the world, except for on Antarctica. I think that's the only continent we haven't been on. It's now on Netflix. So I'm hearing from franchisees as well as the customers. I had a future franchisee in our office just yesterday who said he was there because of the Undercover Boss episode. So it's reached, we think, 40 or 50 million folks by now or more. We just can't quantify it all. But the feedback that we've gotten kind of in a very broad basis is that it's so refreshing to see a company with values and ethics. And we are not a perfect company, Steve. I'm the first one to say we are not perfect, but I believe in having a very high standard. And if we can work hard to almost reach that standard daily, we're a much better company than a company who's got low standards and we're stepping over them. So that's the thing I hear from the viewers is they love seeing a company with good, old-fashioned values. They also love the fact that I wasn't afraid to display my faith on the episode. Wasn't sure what I'd get from that, and I appreciate Studio Lambert and CBS being very willing to follow the real me around in my daily journey. And the viewers really appreciated the fact that a CEO of a company our size wasn't afraid to be real and discuss who I am and what's important in my life. It's not about promoting or pushing my religion on anybody else. It's just about being real about who I am.
Well, it's amazing all that's happening. It's been almost 2 years now since your episode aired. But that goes into, again, your book, which is Living Rich, and it's all-encompassing. It's you, it's your franchisees, it's customers all involved with that. The interesting story where you had an awards session for some of your people, I believe it was south of here, south of Waco, and it rained. It was a deluge. And all of a sudden, there was no way to have that banquet. And everybody in the home office came to its rescue.
Tell us
about that.
We have a group of top franchisees called the Top Gun Club. And with the Top Gun Club, they earn a fun event during our annual reunion, which is our convention. And we were going out to a dude ranch, and we were going to ride mechanical bulls and chase pigs and do all kinds of stuff. But there was a torrential rain, and we had to go to Plan B. My sister, who runs that event, basically found a restaurant on the Riverwalk, Beers and Steers, I think was the name of it. And they said, we can accommodate you with the meals. It was over 300 people.
Now, this is at the last minute.
Last minute.
Like the day or the night before?
The night of. Mm-hmm. The night of. Last minute. They said, we have enough food, but we don't have enough servers. And my sister just deployed all of us. The executive management team and many of our other team members just pitched in, put the aprons on, and did what we were allowed to do in that restaurant setting and serving our franchisees. Our franchisees today say that was the very best Top Gun event ever.
And that's because everybody pulled in. That's a result of living rich. You also have a number of programs, too. We were talking in the first segment about veterans and the upcoming American Future series for Wednesday. But you also were involved with VetFran. And you've also allowed a lot of veterans to become a part of your family with your seven franchises. Tell us more about the VetFran. You also, as I throw these out, Public Protectors Franchise Advantage, Scholarships for Women. Tell us about how all those fit within the Dwyer Group.
We're big on giving back. And my father, being an Army veteran during the Gulf War, realized that franchising had something powerful they can do to thank veterans for protecting the free enterprise system, and came up with a VetFran program based out of Waco, Texas initially, all done by snail mail. And when he passed away in 94, the program kind of passed away too. So I reintroduced the program after 9/11 hit. I was on the board of the International Franchise Association and basically made a plea to the board to please adopt the VetFran program as a program that's owned and operated by the Franchise Association. And they did just that. Since then, this is 2002, really, when it was relaunched, I have to update you on the numbers. We have more than 6,000 veterans who've now become franchises of more than 600 franchisors who are giving their best deal to veterans as our way of saying thank you. The Dwyer Group alone has given now $1.8 million in discounts to veterans. And again, we owe it to them. We owe it to the troops. The Public Protectors Program is another program we have to thank. Those men and women who are out there on the front lines in our communities who are protecting us. And that's a significant discount, not as big as a veteran's discount. And then the Women in the Trades Program, as a result of Undercover Boss, I had a chance to meet with a wonderful frontline team member, Tana Marino, a Mr. Appliance technician, who did an incredible job of training me, but really lived the values. So one of my ambitions today is to make sure that I introduce the opportunity to women. They are great at the front line. If they love working with their hands, but they love the customer, they are terrific in making our customers wowed. And so today we have a Women in the Trades Scholarship Program for any women out there interested in getting into the trades businesses. We'd love to award you a scholarship and help you get involved with one of our franchisees.
And you can find all of this information on DwyerGroup.com, DWYERGroup.com. Please go there and take a look at that. Living Rich is the book you wrote to really explain all those values, and you're distributing them. You handed a bunch out as we came here to the studio. How can people get a hold of that book?
Well, I'd love to give some of those books away. So, Steve, I'm happy to give your listening audience, have 25 free books, if they would just email us at LiveRich.com. That's LiveRich.com. The first 25 to email us will get a free book. And any other that, we'll be happy to give them a $10 discounted price because you were so kind to have us on your show.
Well, Dina, thank you very much for being a part of Playmakers Talk Show.
Thank you for having me.
Dina Dwyer Owens, Chairwoman and Chief Executive Officer of the Dwyer Group, DwyerGroup.com. My name's Steve Klein. This is Playmakers Talk Show. Please check PlaymakersTalkShow.com for the guests we're going to have. And you can also go to the show archives and listen to any of the past shows. We'll see you next week. Again, this is Playmakers Talk Show. See you then.
Their names are Adrian and Anna, Cameron and Colin, Jacob and Logan, Margaret and Olivia. Ages 4 to 12. They are part of a very small, exclusive club that neither they nor their families want to belong. They have all been diagnosed with some form of pediatric cancer. In fact, every year, right here in Dallas-Fort Worth, hundreds of families hear the dreaded words, "Your child has cancer," which is why Wipe Out Kids Cancer was formed over 30 years ago. Our mission is simple: to work relentlessly for the day when all children are living cancer-free. You can help by visiting WOKC.org. We are a local organization helping families cope and supporting researchers to find cures. Learn more at WOKC.org. Help us help them.
Jay Farner here with Quicken Loans. Here are two simple words that should make you reconsider waiting to buy a home: buying power. Let's say you can afford a monthly mortgage payment, including principal and interest, of around $1,350. With today's rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage of 4.25%, APR 4.5%, that payment could support a $275,000 mortgage. But if you wait and rates tick up to around 6%, that same $1,350 mortgage payment, including principal and interest, may only be able to support a $225,000 mortgage. That's $50,000 worth of home that you're missing out on by waiting. That's buying power. And you can be confident that Quicken Loans will do everything possible to ensure that you have an amazing mortgage experience. In fact, we have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Give Quicken Loans a call today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com and maximize your buying power.
Payment example excludes taxes and insurance. Calls for cost information. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Calling all women entrepreneurs, especially if you're a military veteran, spouse, or daughter of a veteran. The Women Veteran Entrepreneur Corps Conference and Pitch Competition is coming to Plano, sponsored by Count Me In for Women's Economic Independence and Capital One Bank. The Women Veteran Entrepreneur Corps offers an amazing network of support to all women business owners. They offer free resources that will help you get started on a solid path toward real business growth. Count Me In for Women's Economic Independence is the leading national not-for-profit provider of resources, business education, and community support for women entrepreneurs. Hear inspirational speakers, learn from million-dollar entrepreneurs, and expand your business network in a community of women just like you. Give a two-minute business pitch, and you can win fabulous prizes. It all happens on Tuesday, November 19th at the Capital One Conference Center on Preston Road in Plano, 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. That's Tuesday, November 19th, 9 to 2. To register and for more details, go to countmein.org. That's countmein.org.
KLIF.
KLIF Dallas. KSCS FM HD2 Fort Worth. KLIF.com.